The patient for Ricardo Frazier, RICARDOFRAZIER, date of services 12/9/2025. Date of accident is 7/19/2025. Date of birth 11/19/1982. Mr. Ricardo Frazier is here for a follow-up evaluation. Currently, he is having severe pain in the neck, which is 10. Right shoulder pain is 10, and lower back pain is 10. Reports of pain in the left knee, which is 7. Patient has severe difficulty in climbing up and down the stairs. He reports that the lower back pain is radiating to the left leg posteriorly in S1, S2 dermatome fashion. Overall, the pains are between 6 and 10. ADLs are affected 9. Patient reports no relief at all from this various treatments as of now. Kindly review the records for the ADL for system reviews, additional issues, and substance abuse and a compliance plan. Physical examination is blood pressure 168 over 88, pulse 64, pulse ox is 98%. Rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit of 11/3/2025, dictation number 1103-036. We obtained the urine drug screen today, and the past drug screens and maps have been reviewed and coordinated. Patients provided the medication, which is Movic 7.5 milligrams once a day for help with the anti-inflammatory effect. Protonix 20 milligrams twice a day for stomach protection. Elavil 50 milligrams at night for pain relief and GAD disorder. Wellbutrin XR 150 milligrams a day is provided for further help with the mood. Xanax is provided for panic attacks and anxiety, 0.5 milligram PRN. Nerontin 600 milligram is provided for neuropathy pain. Meditasic is provided 50 tablets for pain relief. Lidocaine is provided for topical pain relief. Patient is also provided Norco 5 over 325, one pill a day for pain relief, PRN. Physical therapy is ordered for the neck, lower back, right shoulder. And the right knee, 3 times a week, traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise. Patient is ordered a rest from the work, also replacement, transportation has been ordered. Patient is also provided with a severe neuropathic pain formula cream with compounding cream, 240 grams with the refill, one refill. Maps were reviewed. Labs were reviewed. Patient was also advised to have a chiropractic treatment, laser treatment, yoga, and exercises, heat of any kind like wet heat to infrared heat, they were all discussed with the patient. All the options were discussed. The MRI for cervical spine has been done and authorized and was reported as follows. The patient has T3-4, T4-5, C5-6, T6-7, spinal canal stenosis. There is a bulging disc of C4-5, T5-6, and C6-7. The patient also has disc herniation of C4-5 and C6-7 leading to bilateral neuroforaminal narrowing. C7-T1 is also disc herniated. The patient is advised that he may require 2 or 3 injections for steroid as CESI or cervical epidural steroid injection. Patient has been shown how to stretch the neck. He was provided with a neck traction, and a back brace, knee brace. And a tense unit to help. Patient will be seen in 15 days time. He has been advised to finish the MRI. Once the MRIs are done, he'll be reviewed again. Thank you.